Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved listeners, and welcome once again to Winning Everyday Podcast, the daily devotional platform where we draw strength, wisdom, and encouragement from God's Word to help us win every day. Thank you for joining me today. I believe God has a timely word for someone listening right now. Wherever you are, in your home, on the road, at work, or preparing for the day ahead, open your heart to receive from the Lord. Today's topic is obedience in simple things. And our Bible text is from Luke chapter 16, verse 10, which says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much." Several years ago, a story was shared about a young employee who worked in a company warehouse. His responsibility seemed insignificant, simply ensuring that packages were properly labeled before shipment. Many people overlooked the task because it appeared ordinary and unimportant. But this young man approached the assignment with exceptional diligence. Every label was checked carefully. Every package was handled correctly. Every instruction was followed precisely. Months later, a major shipping problem occurred within the company. Management began searching for employees they could trust with greater responsibility. To everyone's surprise, they chose the warehouse worker, because his consistency in small tasks had revealed his character. Years later, he rose into senior management. The lesson was simple. Greatness often begins with faithfulness in ordinary responsibilities. And isn't that exactly how God works? Before David became king, he faithfully cared for sheep. Before Joseph governed Egypt, he faithfully served as a slave and a prisoner. Before the disciples preached to nations, they learned to obey Jesus in simple daily matters. God often tests us with little things before entrusting us with greater things. Many people desire big miracles, major breakthroughs, influential positions, and extraordinary opportunities. Yet God frequently begins his work in our lives through simple acts of obedience. Sometimes obedience looks like making that phone call God placed on your heart, speaking kindly when you feel offended, arriving on time, being honest when no one is watching, praying consistently, reading God's word daily, forgiving someone who hurt you, giving generously when prompted by the Holy Spirit. These actions may seem small, but heaven pays attention to them. Can I ask you a question this morning? What simple instruction from God have you been postponing? Maybe it is an apology you need to make. Maybe it is a habit you need to stop. Maybe it is a step of faith God has been asking you to take. Friend, never underestimate the power of obedience in small matters. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, "To obey is better than sacrifice." Notice that God did not say obedience is better than some sacrifices. He said obedience itself carries tremendous value. Many times we want dramatic spiritual experiences while neglecting simple instructions, but true spiritual maturity is often revealed in ordinary obedience. Look at Naaman in 2 Kings 5. He wanted a spectacular miracle. Instead, the prophet instructed him to wash 7 times in the Jordan River. The instructions seemed too simple, too ordinary, too unimpressive. Yet his miracle was hidden inside his obedience. Could it be that your next breakthrough is connected to a simple instruction from God? Could it be that the door you've been praying for is waiting on an act of obedience you've been delaying? Be encouraged today. God sees every act of faithfulness. He sees your integrity. He sees your consistency. He sees your willingness to obey when nobody else notices. And according to Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Your obedience is not wasted. Your faithfulness is not forgotten. Your consistency is producing something greater than you can presently see. Perhaps you're listening today and you feel that your life is ordinary. Maybe your work seems unnoticed. Maybe your efforts seem unappreciated. Remember this: God often develops champions in hidden places before revealing them on public platforms. David's faithfulness in the field prepared him for the palace. Joseph's faithfulness in prison prepared him for government. Ruth's faithfulness in service positioned her for divine favor. Your current assignment may seem small, but it could be preparation for something extraordinary. Stay faithful. Stay obedient. Stay committed. The God who rewards faithfulness has not forgotten you. I prophesy over someone listening today. Every blessing attached to your obedience shall manifest in due season in Jesus' name. May God give you grace to obey promptly and completely. Every delay caused by disobedience is broken in the name of Jesus. May the Lord open your spiritual ears to hear His instructions clearly. I declare, the opportunities connected to your faithfulness shall locate you. You will not miss divine timing. You will not miss divine direction. You will not miss divine promotion. As you obey God in simple things, may He entrust you with greater responsibilities, greater influence, and greater blessings. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what simple instruction has God been speaking to my heart lately? Am I faithful in the responsibilities He has already given me? How can I demonstrate greater obedience today? Actions for the day. Today, identify one simple instruction God has placed on your heart and act on it immediately. Do not postpone it. Do not rationalize it. Do not ignore it. Take one practical step of obedience before this day ends. Beloved, remember, great destinies are often built through simple daily acts of obedience. The little things matter. The hidden things matter. The ordinary moments matter. And the God who sees in secret rewards openly. Walk in obedience today and trust God with the results. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, say this confidently with me. Today, I choose to obey God wholeheartedly. I am faithful in little things, and God is preparing me for greater things. I hear His voice clearly and follow His direction. My obedience will produce favor, promotion, wisdom, and breakthroughs. I walk in divine alignment, divine timing, and divine purpose. I will not miss God's best for my life. This is my season of growth, increase, and testimony. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for everyone that has joined us today. Lord, we ask, grant us hearts that are willing to obey you in both great and small matters. Give us sensitivity to your voice and courage to follow your instructions. Let our obedience produce testimonies, favor, wisdom, and breakthroughs. Bless every listener today. Guide their steps, protect them from harm, provide for their needs, and let your presence go before them throughout this day. May this day be productive, peaceful, fruitful, and filled with divine opportunities. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, encourage someone else by sharing this podcast with your family, friends, colleagues, and loved ones. Until next time, keep trusting God, keep obeying His word, and keep winning every day. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes. Step by step.